Hi there, I'm Caroline Thor, professional organiser, KonMari consultant, teacher and mum of three. I started off my life as a mum feeling overwhelmed, disorganised and desperately trying to carve out some time for me amongst the nappies, chaos and clutter. One day, one small book called The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying changed everything and I began to learn strategies for making everyday life easier. Today I have the systems in place that means life can throw almost anything at me and I want to share them with you. If you're an overwhelmed mum struggling to keep it together, then this is the podcast for you. Grab a coffee and settle in for a quick chat with someone who gets your reality. Hello and welcome to the latest episode of the Living Clutter-Free Forever podcast. I'm Caroline, a professional organiser and KonMari consultant. Before we get into today's topic, how have you been? I hope well. In Germany, we have suddenly had some really nice weather, which always makes things feel better. Last weekend, our village hosted a flea market. Anyone who wanted to could register, take part and sell from their driveway or garage. We decided really last minute to take part as we hadn't been sure if I'd be fit enough after a shoulder operation, but it seemed like too good an opportunity to miss, and it turned into a real family effort. My son has decided this year that he has outgrown his Lego, of which he has a lot. We made the decision to build back together a few sets, but needless to say, each set had one or two bricks missing. We were able to order replacements direct from Lego, so we had complete sets with the boxes and instructions. My daughter had done the same with an enormous Playmobil set. Lots of people told us they thought we were crazy putting in the time to help rebuild the Lego, but it totally paid off on Saturday. My son made over €80 on Lego and my daughter sold her Playmobil for €40. We could probably have got more if they had sold them on eBay or a similar online platform. But then you have the hassle of writing the description and taking photos as well as parceling it all up and taking it to the post. This way the kids were involved in the selling and were thrilled with the outcome. So was I. More stuff we are not using is gone. That has got to be good. One thing that was really cool at the flea market was being told by someone that she listens to my podcast every week while doing jobs at home. So, Rika, thank you for making my day. If you're listening to this episode, I hope you enjoy the shout out. Anyway, back to today's episode. We'll be diving into the topic of organising on a budget. If you've been looking for practical tips and strategies to declutter and organise your space without breaking the bank, you've come to the right place. So let's get started. Before we dive into the tips, let's first discuss why organising on a budget is important. Many people believe that organising requires expensive storage solutions and fancy gadgets. And if you've been watching Home Edit, you will probably think it is necessary, but it's just not true. Organising is about creating systems that work for you, utilising what you already have and making the most of your available resources. I always say to clients before we start working that they should not go out and buy storage and organising solutions in advance of the decluttering being completed. Until you finish, you have no idea how much stuff you'll be left with and how much space you will create. I have never had to ask a client to buy more storage once we've finished. Organising solutions for within storage can also be super affordable. So let's explore some budget-friendly ways to get organised. First of all, you need to start with a decluttering mindset. Before you can effectively organise on a budget, you need to declutter and remove unnecessary items from your space. Take some time to go through your belongings and ask yourself if each item truly serves a purpose or brings you joy. Consider donating, selling, or repurposing items that you no longer need. Then utilize what you already have. Instead of rushing to the store to buy new storage containers, look around your home and repurpose items you already own. Shoeboxes, mason jars, even empty food containers can be great storage solutions. Get creative, think outside the box. You'll be surprised at what you can come up with. I have a lot of empty Ferrero Rocher containers in our drawers. They're great for holding small things. And no, I didn't eat that huge amount of chocolate just to have storage containers. One Christmas, I asked on Facebook if people in my village could save their containers, and I cycled round collecting them all up one afternoon. I had enough for all my needs and those of several clients, recycling at its best. I use shoeboxes for storing folded clothes in drawers and for holding larger items like hairbrushes and makeup so it's not all loose in the drawer. I had one client who used banana boxes to store her clothes on shelves. My kitchen cabinets are not all beautifully matched when you open them. I have a mixture of plastic and glass containers. But the most useful storage I have are used jars from jams or pickles, all different sizes. They're great for storing small leftover amounts once packets are opened, saves putting those clips on them. My next tip is to explore thrift shops and secondhand markets. These places are treasure troves for budget-friendly organisation solutions. You can find affordable containers, baskets, and other organising tools that are in great condition. Don't underestimate the power of thrifting. DIY solutions. Now, embrace your inner handyman or woman and create your own storage solutions. If you need additional storage but you don't want to spend a fortune, consider do-it-yourself projects. Look up online tutorials or visit thrift stores for affordable materials. You can create shelves, hooks, or even a small desk using repurposed materials. Repurpose old furniture or make your own drawer dividers. Not only will you save money, but you'll also add a personal touch to your organizing process. DIY projects allow you to customize your organizers to suit your needs while staying within your budget. Now, when I said organizing on a budget, you probably thought storage in drawers and cupboards, but I was meaning organizing in general. So let's talk digital resources. We live in a digital age, and there are numerous apps and online tools available to help you stay organized. From digital calendars and note-taking apps to task management tools, these resources can be accessed for free or at a minimal cost. Take advantage of technology to keep your life in order without spending a fortune. Another thing that is not going to cost you anything, but will make a huge difference in your life, is decluttering and maintenance routines. Don't overlook the power of decluttering and maintenance routines. By regularly decluttering your space and maintaining an organized system, you can prevent clutter from accumulating in the first place. Set aside a few minutes each day or designate a specific day each month for decluttering and organizing tasks. Consistency is key when it comes to maintaining an organized space on a budget. Another top tip is using labels and markers. Labeling your storage containers and shelves not only adds a professional touch, but also helps you maintain an organized system. Invest in affordable label makers or use markers and sticky notes to clearly identify the contents of each container. Another thing that can help is adopting a one-in, one-out policy. For every new item you bring into your home, make a commitment to remove an existing item. This practice ensures that your space doesn't get overwhelmed with unnecessary belongings and keeps you mindful of what you truly need. And finally, seek inspiration and advice. Look for free resources online, such as blogs, YouTube channels, and social media accounts that provide organizing tips and inspiration on a budget. You'll find a wealth of creative ideas and solutions that can help you stay motivated and make the most of your resources. Pinterest is a great go-to for ideas. So that concludes my top tips for organizing on a budget. Remember, organizing is about resourcefulness, creativity, and a willingness to declutter. With these tips in mind, you can transform your space into an organized haven without breaking the bank. Thank you for listening today. If you found this episode helpful, be sure to follow and leave a review. I'd love to hear your feedback. Until next time. If you've enjoyed this episode, please send the link to a friend you know would appreciate it. Subscribe and leave a review. I look forward to bringing you more organising tips next time. But if you can't wait until then, you can go to my website or find me on Instagram at caro.thor or on Facebook at Caroline Organiser. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to guiding you on your journey to find your clutter-free ever after.